This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. Congressperson John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, took to the floor of the U.S. House on March 24th before the vote on the Republican health care plan, or Trump Care, to explain his vote in favor of the plan.
I wanted to point out to my colleagues that a fundamental change is being made with the new health law we have before us. And that is, we are for the first time equalizing the treatment of people who do not have employer-provided health care. Those of us who have employer-provided health care, 170 million Americans, that is not a taxable event for them. It is not a taxable event where they have to pay tax at the end of the year on the value of that employer-provided health care. And yet, if you're the person who does not have employer-provided health care, if you're the husband and wife with two kids making $45,000 or $50,000 and your employer does not provide health care, you receive absolutely no tax subsidy through the tax code. This bill, through the advanced refundable tax credits, will for the first time give someone the choice to buy health care and give them the opportunity and the means to buy health care that they previously have not had. It is not a markedly important distinction, frankly, from the Affordable Care Act, where you only could buy the health care through an exchange-approved policy. This policy under this legislation today will allow someone the flexibility and the freedom to buy a policy of their choosing, not one dictated by Washington. So that is a fundamental, important distinction between the status quo and what this legislation would offer. Mr. Speaker and my colleagues, I urge support for the bill. It is not perfect, as we all know, but it is something that is long overdue. And I would also point out that the numbers that my colleague from Kentucky uses are really based upon fantasy. Those numbers are simply incorrect. And the people of our state and our country will have health care under the provisions of this bill, and we will work hard to ensure that they do. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I yield back.
The Republican leadership pulled the vote before Faso could vote for it. Rosa Goldenson reports in Cranes, New York, that immigrant arrests in western New York have farmers concerned. Immigration authorities seized five apple pickers with no criminal records carpooling to work on an apple farm on March 21st, charging them with immigration violations and detaining them, quote, pending removal proceedings, end quote, according to a spokesperson for immigration officials. Immigration activist Jose Coyote Perez, a dairy farm worker, has been held at ICE's Buffalo detention facility for the past month. Quote, we strive to do difficult work, work nights, corralling cows, harvesting food in the day, in rain, end quote, said Perez on the phone from his jail. Quote, it gives sustenance to our families and we are happy, end quote. Farm Credit East, a financial services provider, estimates that 1,080 farms in the state could go out of business or shrink significantly without migrant workers. If all undocumented workers were deported, they said the state's agricultural production would drop by $1.37 billion, or 24%. Read the full story in Cranes, New York. Carrie Allen reports in the Chatham Courier that the Chatham Town Board extended a moratorium by 6 months on special use permits and site plan review for parcels on unpaved town roads at its March 16th meeting. This extends for a year and a half, quote, a lengthy back and forth between the town and LifeServe Youth Foundation founder Adam Sloan, end quote, the story says. Sloan had proposed a youth tennis camp on Thomas Road, which is unpaved. The Flying Deer Nature Center quickly filed for review under a hardship provision. The center was recently gifted 160 acres in the town and wants to move from its location in New Lebanon. David and Erica Santoro, who purchased 50 acres on Dorland Road to farm, also applied for review under the hardship provision. A public hearing on applications from Flying Deer Nature Center and the Santoros was scheduled for 6 p.m. April 6th at the Chatham Town Hall, 488 Route 295, Chatham. Read the full story in the Chatham Courier. And the Mid-Hudson News Network reports that Republican State Senator Susan Serino of Hyde Park And Assemblyperson Dee Dee Barrett, Democrat of Hudson, introduced legislation in Albany this week to stop the Coast Guard from parking large barges on the lower Hudson River. The Coast Guard is currently considering a request from a maritime trade group to create 10 parking areas for large ships from Kingston to Yonkers. The parking plan would allow 40 industrial-scaled barges carrying crude oil and other potentially hazardous materials to move up and down the Hudson. Serino said, quote, "I live in a town where our water comes from the Hudson River, so we want to protect our drinking water. And I'm so glad for Scenic Hudson, Andy Bicking, bringing this to us and moving forward in protecting our river and working with Assemblywoman Barrett," end quote. Read the full story at the Mid-Hudson News Network website. I'm Eva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.